bakso-bakso-an. Ini kurang jangan jenat cepat. Tuh, jaga bawaan jadi
aventura.
Well, that was quite nice. Slightly ominous, very ominous. But yeah, that was a cool project. Pawn is the name of the artist, but the project they've created has been going for many years. 2007, I think, it started. Muko Muko, M-E-U-K-O, exclamation mark, and Muko again. The album Ghost Island of 2018, and we heard The Temple there. So it mixes folk instruments of Taiwan with, once again, ominous dance music. And yeah, that album actually even got on the prestigious Pitchfork website a review for it when it came out. Yeah, and it's, you know, she's from Taipei, and yeah, it's kind of a theme to the city, the irregular view and architectures and buildings, muggy, emissions-filled air, hectic streetscapes, mixed with, indigenous rhythms and approach. So, yeah, it's quite a juxtaposition of different things. And, yeah, that was that. And before Muko Muko, we heard from Ying Dachen, who is a guitar player. And yes, his band, simply the Ying Dachen Quartet, and that's a new record, just came out this fall. It's called Prioritization Suite, and each track name is like one different thing in priorities of life, like track one, beauty, track two, money, fortune. We heard brains, track number four. Brains come way after beauty in terms of prioritizations in life. I don't know. Yeah, actually, no, sorry, the album's called Life Without Irony, but the Prioritization Suite encompasses the first six tracks on the record. And that free jazz band was my response to the very poppy track before that, to kind of balance things out a little. It was Abao, a indigenous Payan, I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the people. Yeah, one of the minority groups in Taiwan, and Taiwan. Yeah, that's right. Her name's Abao, A-B-A-O, and we heard from her first album. Anyways, the one that really brought her to mainstream fame was called Kina Kayan, and that was also the title track, I believe. And yeah, it's like, one question, I guess, if I'm going to be a little critical, is like, if you're going to make indigenous music in the native minority languages, does it really have to be so mainstream sounding? I don't know. I guess maybe it does if you want to get if you want to be famous and get other people listening. Maybe that's just need that techno beat. No other way. But yeah, I would have liked to hear maybe some more folk rhythms or just acoustic instruments. Anyhow, Abao started off that set. And now I've got like 15 minutes left. More fun stuff here coming from the new music scene of Taiwan, and this artist is really a name that I just can never seem to remember. It's 9M88. Maybe I'll look into what that means, but yes, she, also known as Baba, that's better, that's easier, R&B singer-songwriter based in Taipei, dabbling in jazz music lately, so it's poppy, but this song features Kraken Jazz Band featuring the trumpets of Takuya Kuroda, who I'm quite familiar with from Japan, trumpet player. Very funky, very hip-hoppy. The drum beat, you'll notice, is so much like a J Dilla beat with the ahead of the beat way of playing. So anyhow, this is What If by 9M88, a.k.a. Baba. Wandering Rhythms in Taiwan. Check it out.
像世界再也找不到第二个你。若我告诉你，其实我爱的只是你，你就是你，就是你。
rock and roll right there. New school rock and roll. That is Sonia Calico with Tiangu from her new Moonlight EP, based in Taipei City, born in Japan. But yes, that will bring us to nearly the end of our show here. I just want to tell you what we heard before that. It was 9M88, the track What If, featuring Takuya Kuroda on the trumpet. And yeah, both very current artists in the new Taiwanese music scene. It's exciting what's going on these days over there. Politics may be scary, but music is beautiful. And yes, I'm going to just end with something here. This has been an hour of music from Taiwan, but we're going to hear something closer to home. A Vancouver-based artist who is originally from Taiwan. Her name is Lan Tong, based in East Vancouver. She is a force on the local experimental music scene. She mixes, though, folk instruments and folk music with new avant-garde, mixing Western and Eastern classical music. And anyway, she has several ensembles here in Vancouver, including the Sound of Dragon Ensemble and the Orchid Ensemble. I've seen her play live many times. She's been a guest on the show and really doing amazing stuff. So this is her, Lan Tong, with the Little Giant Chinese Chamber Orchestra, which is based in Taiwan. And it's live from Jazz Fest 2015. It is a song called Dance of the Amos, and it is a new interpretation of a folk song from Taiwan's Aboriginal people, featuring syncopated rhythms, energetic instrumental, and vocal improvisation. So it's a live version. You know, the sound quality could be a little better, but you know, it's one mic and a big ensemble, so hard to capture that properly. So let's check this out just to finish off the show. Our very own Lan Tong of Vancouver, doing amazing thing, and she's playing the erhu, which is the folk instrument, the Chinese classical violin, two-stringed. So check it out, the Little Giant Chinese Chamber Orchestra. They play in Vancouver every few years with Lan Tong, Sound of Dragon Festival. Anyhow, enjoy, and thank you for listening to Wandering Rhythms. I've been Nick Legacy, your host for the last 2 hours. Signing off, good day, much love to all humans.
No. Thank you. My name is Tom.